Hi, and welcome to your audio insight on how to understand people through their time perspective. Oh, and as a bonus, I'll be sharing with you how to make your own life feel longer. And no, I'm not talking about making it more boring. Quite the opposite, in fact, as I'll explain in a moment. I'm Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Now, Einstein showed that time and space are relative, and he meant that in an absolute sense. But don't worry, I'm not going to go into the finer points of his special or general theories of relativity here, even if I could. But what I do want to talk about is the different relationships we all have to time, to the past, present and future. The brilliant social psychologist Philip Zimbardo, who you may have heard of from his famous so-called prison experiments at Stanford University 40 or so years ago, more recently studied people's differing time perceptions and how it makes them act, feel and live their lives. As I talk, I want you to think where you might most fit in with this idea and also where other people in your life might fit. Okay. So what Zimbardo found was that there are broadly six what we might call time zones that we all fit into. And of course, with any psychological categorization, there can be overlap, and we can probably relate to some extent to all these time zones, but broadly speaking, we tend to veer more towards some than others. It's also true that we can change our time zones as we go through life. Zimbardo found that two time zones focus on the past, two on the present, and two on the future. For past focus, we have past positive and past negative. The past positive person will be happily nostalgic, keep family photos and remind everyone of shared good times. They may be at the centre of family connection and ritual and talk about how cute you were as a baby. They enjoy and revel in and share good stuff about the past. The past is to be enjoyed. Then you have the past negative types. They tend to focus on past failures, humiliations and other bad stuff. This might be because of trauma or upbringing, but for them, as for past positive types, the past can be more real than the present. And then you have two present time zone types. First off, you have the pleasure-seeking, pain-avoiding, immediate gratification, tomorrow-be-damned, present-focused person. Public health messages about smoking later causing cancer, or unprotected sex later causing pregnancy, or leading to sexually transmitted disease may fall on deaf ears. Because it's not as if the present-focused hedonist doesn't know this, but they don't sort of feel it, because, well, it's only now that really matters for them. Sensation-seeking is what life is about. We all begin life as present-focused hedonists, and many teenagers continue to be so until the prefrontal cortex gets wired up properly. Consequences can be a shock to present-focused folk. All addictions for drugs, alcohol, sex, gambling, food binging and so on are about hedonistic present focus, and life is seen as purely about pleasure. Of course, it can be hard to derive long-term benefit from this perception if it's too extreme, but we can see why some people may live their whole life in consequence-blind, present-focused hedonism. Then, the second type of present-focused person feels it doesn't pay to plan because they are fatalistic. What will be, will be. And they're often sure what that fate is. I'm too poor ever to, or my religion makes me this way, or people with my level of intelligence always, and so on and so on. Things will always be the same and can't be changed, so what's the use of planning? Okay, so looking ahead now, what about the two different types of future-oriented people? Well, first off, you've got people who are great at deferring gratification. They may be more interested in work than play. Goals are important to them. They can resist temptation and push aside now-focused pleasures for long-term success. They may look after their fitness and health and will think about consequences. The second type of future-oriented person is the religionist who feels that life really starts after the death of the mortal body. Sins are to be resisted or regretted because the future is so important and that future may be after life on earth. So these are the basic six types of time relationship that we all have. And we can see how these categories relate to everyday life. For example, it's one role of schooling to turn now-focused, hedonistic, pain-avoiding, and remember, pain can be hard work, and pleasure-seeking young bundles of impulses into young people who can at least sometimes be future-focused. When we treat addictions, we want people to feel the reality of the future, not just have a vague sense of it. When they can do this, the addiction can start to drop away as the person's relationship to time changes. Then again, future-oriented people need to sometimes let go and enjoy fully the present moment. A classic sign that someone's primarily future-focused is that when they go on holiday somewhere, it takes them quite a while to switch from future, urgent, goal-oriented focus to present time focus. It's times like that when we notice our own time biases. To have a positive attitude towards the future, we need to trust that decisions we make today can actually positively influence the future. We need to feel we have some influence. If your family was unstable when you were growing up, and you learn that adults don't keep their promises, you also sort of learn that the future can't be trusted, and maybe it's better to just throw yourself into escapism in the present moment. If the future feels too threatening and uncontrollable, then it can feel more natural to hide in the hedonistic present. Philip Zimbardo's research found that people who live near the equator tend to be more present-focused. Perhaps because if you live in a place where the weather doesn't change much, then it's hard to get a sense of changing time. He also found that Protestant countries tend to be more future-oriented than Catholic ones, and that Southern Italians had more present than future focus compared with Northern Italians. He even found that his own country of origin, Sicily, doesn't have a future tense in its dialect. So there's a was and an is, but no will be. Zimbardo found that countries with a less pervasive sense of future time, such as Southern Italy and Sicily, have a lower gross domestic product or less output from work. So it may well pay to know how to be future-focused. But on top of these time zones or time perceptions, we also have a variable sense of time duration. Albert Einstein famously said, when asked about his theory of relativity, "Put your hand on a hot stove for a minute and it seems like an hour. Sit with a pretty girl for an hour and it seems like a minute." That's relativity. And he had a point. How long does it feel when you're waiting in line when you need to be someplace as opposed to when you're having fun with friends? When we're bored, our sense of time will feel different from when we're excited. The subjective experience of time can expand and contract. One study, conducted by Dr. Daniel Oberfeld-Twistel of the Experimental Psychology Department of Gutenberg University in Germany, found that for many depressed people, time seemed to drag very slowly, and sometimes even seemed to have stopped. This, of course, is depressing if you're hating your time and your life, but if you want to enjoy your time and feel that your time is expanding, then the secret seems to be to fill your life with diversity. It can be a scary thought to realise that, hey, a whole year just passed. Oh gosh, was that really 2 years ago? Where's time going? You know, like it's speeding by. But neuroscientist David Eagleman found that doing new things made your time feel longer. So if in the last year you learned lots of new things, went to lots of new places, were spontaneous and did lots of things you'd never done before, then that year, when you looked back, would stretch out, but in a good way. Almost as if you put the brakes on a sense of time passing you by too quickly. So my top tip is keep fresh and stop time passing by too fast by doing loads of new things, keeping an open mind, because routine, even though it can feel like it's actually making time drag when you're experiencing it, gets collapsed when you look back on it and gives you the feeling that time has flashed past. One thing's for sure, the psychology of time perception is fascinating. So getting back to the six so-called time zones, the two types of past, two types of present and two types of future time focus, if you're having particular difficulties that are bothering you, take some time to really think about how you focus on time. Is there something about that which might be contributing to these problems? This could be the beginning of change for you, because we can all learn to modify our approaches and focus on the past, present or future as appropriate. A lot of conflict with other people may be due to failure to understand that other people may have a different time bias to us, and either they need to learn another time perception, or we need to appeal to them through their current time bias. Warning teenagers about possible unwanted pregnancy may work, but not if they're very present hedonistic oriented. We need to find another way. By seeing that we all have differing time zones, we can become more tolerant of one another, and by seeing how our own time zones impact on our lives, we can see how we can learn to use other time perceptions too. So I hope you found this interesting and useful, and to listen to other audio insights, check out the hypnosisdownloads.com members section, The Growth Zone. Members get access to all the downloads on the site, plus exclusive members-only downloads. To find out more, just go to hypnosisdownloads.com and click on the members link. I'm Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge, and thank you very much for listening.